2016 is not quite over just yet, but it's over enough to allow PolitiFact to name its Lie of the Year. WSF's Steve Newborn caught up with Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida to find out what lie gets that distinction.
2016 has been a banner year for those of us in the news business. The presidential election, the surprise result, the ongoing wrangling over which way the country could be turning, and a lot of this news, well, it wasn't true. So that takes us to the 2016 PolitiFact Lie of the Year. I'm going to start a drum roll for PolitiFact Florida's Katie Sanders. And as she's opening up the envelope, Katie, what is the Lie of the Year?
The Lie of the Year in 2016 goes to fake news. Probably the most familiar recent example was Hillary Clinton is running a child sex ring out of a pizza shop, also known as Pizzagate. Somebody actually took that for real and set out to investigate it with a weapon a few weeks ago. That was an example of fake news climbing into reality in a scary way.
Yeah, that was the Comet Ping Pong in Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but, you know, we can make light of this, but this stuff is pretty serious, right? When you have people with guns coming out of the woodwork?
It is serious, and it's interesting because the premise of so many fake news stories is so unserious. For another example, there was Democrats want to impose Islamic law in Florida. That is not true, as we in Florida know, but it was shared by Michael Flynn, who is a top advisor to Donald Trump. For another example, there was a fake news headline that said thousands of people at a Donald Trump rally in Manhattan on election night chanted, "We hate Muslims, we hate blacks, we want our great country back." That sounded to a lot of people as if it could be true because it was spreading across on Twitter on election night at a rapid pace, but actual observers never heard anything like that.
Katie, it sounds like there's a lot of fodder here for this. How do you whittle it down to which fake news becomes the lies of the year?
Our editor struggled to choose what was the most significant falsehood. Nothing was clearly outranking the other falsehood because it was truly an avalanche of inaccurate claims that we heard this year. So in 2016, there was an overwhelming backlash to simple truth and truthful reporting. We couldn't give it to one person or one specific claim. So we felt it was appropriate to award it to the really phenomenon of fake news because it is driving so much of the distrust that we have in the information we're getting.
Separating fake news from so-called real news isn't easy. You know, a lot of companies out there who are distributing this, they have a lot to gain from it. It's kind of clickbait. Advertisers are flocking to this, so there's not a lot of emphasis on battling this from some quarters that should be, right?
Yeah, you know, I think you're seeing that as stories about the fake news phenomenon have spread, a lot of fingers are pointing at Facebook and in some cases Google for boosting this content because it's getting a lot of clicks. The creators of fake news have pretty much manipulated the system to infiltrate Facebook and infiltrate Google searches so that they can get clicks and in turn rewards. So you're seeing a lot of these companies, including Facebook, examine what they should be doing, if anything, to prevent these inaccurate stories from getting so much wind.
Do you think there might be a backlash coming against fake news?
I think there's a definite recognition that something has really gone off course if we can't agree across party lines and across the country on simple facts. So I think it's encouraging that different groups and companies and benefactors are taking action and supporting causes that they believe in to reinstate some of the confidence in the reporting and news that's out there. It's going to be a long fight, I think, but it's one that we think is really important.
All right, Katie Sanders, do you really think that services like PolitiFact Florida can stave off what many are already calling a post-truth world?
I really do. I hope that people will stick with us, and we will be there to check the fake news and the real news and the misleading news, everything in between.